This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. Happy with you. And so there was a big announcement about the show with Ozzy and Black Sabbath. So Ozzy, he can no longer walk due to a Parkinson's disease.
Oh, no. I didn't know he had it.
And, oh, yeah. Oh, he's had it for years. And
you're not a fan.
Hang on now.
And when he did the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, he was sitting down for the whole thing anyway. So he just wanted to go out, just one more performance.
Shoot.
Dang, Oz. Feel bad for you, buddy.
So he's going to be doing his final performance on July 5th, and both as a solo artist and both with Black Sabbath. But we're all wondering how he's going to do that, you know, if he has the stamina to do that, considering he's battling Parkinson's disease. So,
you know, Ric Flair has said before many times that his preference of death is in a wrestling ring. Like, he wants to die in a wrestling ring. I wonder if there are any...
It's probably going
to
happen.
...performers that secretly have that kind of, I want to die in concert. Because I wouldn't want to be at that concert.
No.
There's got to be, right? Like, people that work so much, tour so much.
It's like, I want to die on the stage. Like Alice Cooper. No, he loves golf too.
Yeah, he was down on a golf course.
He wants to die on a golf course.
Or a reptile exhibit at a zoo somewhere.
Something like that with Jake Snake Roberts.
Well, not only that, Black Sabbath will reunite in Birmingham at this show. Mm-hmm. It'll be the first time in 20 years with the original lineup. Tony Iommi, Geezer, Bill Ward, and Ozzy.
Hmm.
I mean, well, you know, when Dave Grohl he broke his leg or his ankle or something. You know, he had that little throne he sat down on. I know it's Parkinson's. It's different. Like, it's going to affect his motor skills. But
that's what I was thinking. Because, like, B.B. King always sat down when he got to a certain size.
Was he hitting on Paige? Was he sitting down? Or was he standing up?
He was, well, when I met him, I had to take him to the green room. So we were standing. And I never sat down with him.
He was a waddler, right? Like, that's how he kind of moved.
He was wearing...
Did he walk like Fred Sanford?
He was kind of... He was wearing a black...
Did he call you a big dummy?
That was God almighty. That was the next question.
He was
wearing
a black Raiders sweatshirt and gray leather pants.
Oh, man.
Did he ask if you want five of these where you sneeze?
No. The only conversation that I had with him, I said, welcome to KTVU 2 at noon on Page, and I will take you to the green room.
I wonder what you were wearing, though, when you...
And he says, darling, with legs like that, I'd follow you to the end of the earth, or something like that.
You're like, I'm not going that far, so sorry.
I was wearing a white shirt, white blouse, black leather skirt.
God bless. See, that's something women are great at.
Pushing them together?
Like, no. It was kind of like it had a bow tie that...
Cincinnati?
Did you do the Lex Luger peck bounce?
No, I didn't.
Could you do that?
No.
I bet she could. She'd knock herself out, but she could do it.
She would.
It's not like I try to do that. But he was very
left,
nice.
Right.
And he had an entourage. And we had
did you get to see Lucille?
Working the heavy
yes,
bags.
Yes, he had his guitar with him. And he had a few people with him as well. I imagine it would be like
his
representative,
handlers,
his rep.
Mac Arnold probably hanging
somebody
out
with somebody with his metformin.
Where's my pills?
He's probably straight up on insulin. What
and they had really good catering that day. Mm-hmm. So I went in there and it smelled like good coffee and they
ribs.
Had, yeah, it was nice.
God, TV probably does have good green rooms.
They did.
They used to give you a little water when you come
and
into the red room.
And there was a room for makeup and everything where I imagine, you know, if he needed that, he had a makeup artist in there.
Mm.
Make me up, lady.
We'll do an hour on that Monday. What else is going on?
And then, you know, then I left, and then I took him when it was time for him to go on the studio. That's all I did. So that was my only time.
What pajamas did you sleep in that night?
Probably
none. That was
a
fun little thing.
None. I don't wear pajamas.
That's right. That was a trick question. You won.
She goes bottomless.
No. All right. So the proceeds for this show.
You ever met James Brown?
No, I didn't. I wish. I like him.
Ooh.
All right, so
share with you his Georgia history.
Tickets
of
go on sale next week for the show in Birmingham, and the
Schmidt Fats Domino
proceeds from the show will go to various charities, including Cure Parkinson's and the Children's Hospital in Birmingham. So
that's
it's kind
wonderful.
Of for a good thing, I think.
Yeah.
And so, you know, as his disease progresses, he just wanted to do this before it gets too bad, and he can't even do anything. So.
Yeah, I mean, Sabbath is getting up there, so.
You know, it's sad but true.
Now would be the time.
That's a metallic song.
Yeah, I know. Bastard. Son of a good woman.
So what do you do?
Thank you, baby.
While you're eating dinner?
I eat more. Uh-huh. I ask everybody else, hey, you still working on that?
Did you save some room for dessert?
Can I have a bite? That looks good.
I don't like when people do that to me.
What? Ask for a bite?
Or if my wife is still a fryer, too. I'm like, why didn't you get fries?
Well, you just know.
Like, you know, I'm going to eat all mine, like, immediately, first. And she's like, you should eat one at a time. I'm like, I get them by the handfuls. That's
she
how you eat fries.
She doesn't order any, and she wants to have a few of yours.
Plus,
she
your hands are so big.
Wait,
it looks
with
dumb
that?
With you holding one fry. I mean, it's like.
What are you going to get off one fry?
Yeah.
You got to get a handful to get the full effect.
Depending on, like, if they're, like, Texas crinkle cuts or something, that's a one fry. At a time.
Just like if somebody gets a honey bun, like a little Debbie, and they're like, you know, I'm going to eat
a
little here.
Can I have a bite?
Three bites is
I
gone.
I only want a bite. Like if you order that, can I have a sip?
Christmas tree cake should be two bites. That's it. You're not eating it right if it's more than
you're
that.
You're not just going to eat a bite.
No.
It's like when the guy says, can I just put the tip in? Like, oh, yeah, okay.
Who says?
Okay.
That was a famous movie line. I forget.
Oh, my goodness. Well.
That's where you mess with him. Like, it better be the whole thing, buddy.
Yeah. I ain't no appetizer. I'm a full course meal.
Yeah. You're a snack.
About that long.
Oh boy.
That's an inside joke.
I get it.
Had nothing to do with what we were just talking about.
Nope.
Apparently. All
How
right.
about Waffle House and Cracker Barrel can go to war against each other? This is insane.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Nice.
Oh yeah, now they're talking crap on social
Wait,
media about them
about
charging.
What?
Well, you let me talk about it. They said it's not hospitable to charge people for 50 cents per egg.
Oh, I thought Cracker Barrel was going to be like, we'll do you 45 cents per.
Oh.
We'll undercut them.
They do like a Dutch auction. So I'll do them for a quarter.
They don't like to tell you they got alcohol, but I think it's pretty cool.
If I owned a breakfast restaurant, I'm like, you know
we
what?
Serve
pancakes cost nothing to make. Come in, free pancakes if you buy eggs. Or vice versa.
Oh, God. I want Cracker Barrel now. Cut your fried steak.
You're lost leader, but you're going to get the headlines out of it. Free eggs if you buy the pancakes. And the pancakes are like $16 and they cost you a dollar. That's the way to do it.
That's the way to go. Well, two-thirds of us.
I told them to do the rocking chair. They were doing recliners before me.
Did you tell them about big-ass checkers? Or was that they do that on their own?
They already had
that. Is that a game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, two-thirds of us are doing this.
Did you think it was code for something else?
Well, she looked up Cincinnati bow tie while ago.
Like, you think
no,
it's a secret menu
not.
Item?
I don't want to know. So Americans say they usually watch TV while eating dinner. That's 63% of us compared to 41%.
It's what you do, man. Look, it's all in the same general area, right? You just pork down or whatever. Plop down, pork down. Watch the news and eat you a taco or whatever.
I see that.
Hot pocket.
Because growing up where we had, where we'd eat and we had a table and it was joined into the den with the TV so you can watch TV and eat dinner.
I never had the tray. A lot of people would have the trays. You know, the foldable.
Yeah.
My grandparents.
They didn't seem that sturdy.
Well, it depended on, the old school ones were.
I mean, how much are you going to put on more than
those wooden ones, you're going to lose a finger eventually with those wooden ones. You have to flip a certain way to get them to close. My God.
Oh, yeah, well, the top comes up.
Yeah, man, them things go down fast and hard.
Yeah, I got to have the whole table for my setup.
What are folks doing while they're eating their dinner? 28% often use their phone. 16% listen to music. 8% read. 6% make phone calls. And another 6% they're playing video games while eating.
Talking with her ass like Ace Ventura came in at 5%.
And 3% do chores. I don't know how you're doing chores and eating at the same time, but you're multitasking all the
time. Maybe the chores was cleaning out the refrigerator.
That's what it was.
And this is what I like to do.
Leftovers.
1% say they usually eat dinner while driving or on their commute. And 4% say the same about breakfast.
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
What did you think I was going to say?
I thought you were going to say that you like to repeatedly say, GD, this food is great.
I never said that.
I thought you were going to say you like eating out every night.
Hey, she does.
I don't blame
you.
Vice versa.
It's Friday night. Jesus, man, she's on it today. You talk about a wild woman over here.
I am
looking
not
like
wild.
She's going to Antarctica.
She's on Hinge.
She's on Hinge.
Or unhinged.
Off Hinge.
If you've ever seen the Seinfeld episode with the Gore-Tex jacket, that's kind of what Paige has got going on in here.
You know, I'm going to buy
it. Oh, I forgot.
This
I got to post
this
it.
This is what you're getting for your... That's an ugly picture of me.
Women and the... Oh, like my daughter yesterday. Send that to me first before you post it. I'm like, why?
If we took a good picture, we'd be here all day. Go ahead and post it.
All right.
God, you were so mean to me.
HR's not here. I can do it.
Notice we're very nice to you on Tuesdays.
really are.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. It's Friday. We still got birthdays or suckets, and we got to tell you about Monday's show. So all that and more is coming up. Good morning.
AP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now. Anonymous always goes first. We'll go to Anonymous and then get everybody else on. Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
female Anonymous, good morning to you.
So I was listening to the guy talk about his mom dating this prisoner, talking to this prisoner, whatever. Mm-hmm. I myself was engaged to one. And I heard you say something about bad girls. I used to be one of those bad girls, hence the Anonymous.
Do you have breast tattoos?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I do.
It's a go-to, yeah. Man. I mean, it is certainly.
I do.
Yeah.
I love
it's,
you.
It's a thing, for sure.
I do. It's fitting, along with about 13, 14 others. But we won't get into that right now. Let's talk about this prisoner buddy.
Gotcha.
So, all right. I was engaged to one before he went to prison, right? Yeah. But I also had friends that were male that ended up being in prison as well. And if she is sending him money, then it's probably a scam.
Yeah.
He's probably got 10, 15, 20 other women that he's also talking to and getting money from. That's their little thing. That's how they get their commissary in prison.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But the one that said, and it was just a text, so who knows, maybe it was supposed to say $56, but the person texted in that their parent had sent $5,600 to a prisoner. Would their cards allow that much to go on there? Or maybe that was over time, I guess.
Well, see, they send Cash App. You can send money to a prisoner through Cash App. They get people out on the street. You know, and like girlfriends, friends, whatever, and they send it to their Cash App, and then these people will go and send it to somebody in prison on there. They have Cash App cards. They have access to phones. I mean, they live better than we do for the most part.
Jesus.
You know, they get 3 meals and they get somewhere to sleep, and they're making money.
We need to stop that.
So if you say that, you know, he's possibly running a scam, were you doing that on the opposite side to the guys you knew, or?
That's a good question.
No. I had the inside information because I knew these guys.
Her old man was. You know, she's just a bad bitch.
I'm sorry.
Right? Is it okay to call you a bad bitch? Former.
Go ahead. Yes.
Well, do you say?
Yes, I take that as a compliment.
Yeah.
I don't know what she was into.
Keep going with
yourself. CEO. But you were saying that as the example of your man was in there, and he probably told you the tools of the trade and things, way things happened.
Well, yeah, he did, and others. I had friends that was in there also, and they would be like, you know, I'm going to have this chick Cash App you $50, and you send it to me and put it on my commissary or whatever.
I bet you they're money laundering like hell, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're running scams. And another thing that stood out to me was he's talking about going to the mailbox and cutting off her mail. That's not going to do any good because they have phones. They have email. Yeah. They have, well, not necessarily email, but, yeah, they can get messages. They can get texts. They can video call. They have tablets in
That's
prison.
Also a felony, too, stealing somebody's mail, so he could end up in there with him.
Yeah, so. That's a great point.
Yeah, that's true, too. But he's not going to be able to stop communication because they can text. They've got these tablets,
that's insane.
That's prison issued. And if he really wants to find out what he's in there for, all he's got to do is go to SCDOC, South Carolina Department of Corrections, website, type in his first and last name, and bam, it's going to show everything. It's going to show what prison he's in, all the whole nine yards. So,
So your dude probably knew more when he came out than he did when he went in.
Well, that wasn't his first go-around being in prison.
Yeah.
But I still have people that I know that's in prison. And I know how they operate. I know how they go. I know how they do. They find these women. How they find them, I don't know. Friends of friends of friends.
Yeah.
And then they sweet talk them, and they're like, "Oh, can you send me $10?" But he's probably got 10 or 15 others that he's doing the same thing. Because what have they got? Other than, they've got nothing but time to do this. 24 hours a day.
That is crazy. Now let me ask you this: how long was your guy in there? Like this, the last go around, like multi years?
He was in there. four and a half years.
Did you seek the service of a woman while he was in?
Oh. Think of it. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, we communicated about the first 2 years, and then after that, I just cut it off. Because
oh, you did?
I took my life in a totally different direction.
That's what I was referring
totally
to.
Better.
All right.
Wow. Yes. Wait, you had to tell him that? Like, look, we're done. Like cold turkey, this is over.
Well, it was kind of a mutual thing. He was like, our lives are going in two different directions, and
well,
I just don't think
really?
It's going to work out.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
And clearly, they're going in two different directions. You're in prison, and I'm trying to make my life better. So, yeah,
there you go.
Clearly. So, I wasn't going to put up a fight for it, but...
I have one last question for you, and if you don't want to answer this, it's totally fine. You are anonymous, though. What are the tattoos upon your breasts?
Oh.
Most. What are the tattoos that yes. above, on the top?
Are they Clemson Tiger Pulse?
I bet it's a heart.
Oh, my gosh. It used to be two hearts.
Hell, Dad.
Yes! What is going on?
Hearts, and then I covered it up with a tiger paw.
What? What?
Oh my God. Daddy's great. This is not a setup. This is not any kind of.
Are you looking at me right now?
No.
He's getting all
this
hot,
is just
bothered.
Like we've done this for a while, and there's like a
wow.
We can we always get this vibes on things. I swear to Lord Jesus, this is not arranged.
No. Nope.
That was all. My gosh. Boy, we good
yeah,
at that.
Yeah, that just blew my mind a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
36 wow. Double D. 36 Double D.
They might be by now.
I'm playing the lottery today.
I've gained about 75 pounds.
Oh, chill out.
Hang on, Mel.
You go, girl.
Have a good morning, Anonymous. That was some...
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Skip lunch today, maybe.
Listen
that was
to
some
her.
Insight right there.
Woo.
Thank you.
Thank you more.
She's
God.
God.
Oh my gosh,
man.
What do you say?
That boy.
What do you do?
We know how to stereotype people, I think, is what we can say.
We have to bring that back. That's, we were better than we thought.
I mean, for real. Like,
I mean, that was uncanny that you were just spot on.
So I was the old heart, the guy in jail, I guess, she covered up with a tiger paw.
But like, the fact that his life was changing directions kind of made me think, like, hang on now.
His was,
yeah, well, it was.
Is he giving in?
It sounded like he kind of broke up with her in a sense, because he's like, my life, and she's like, yeah, I'm going in a different direction. So I'm thinking he started going in the shower
and
with dudes.
And that's like the ultimate rejection of someone from prison that said it's not working out. I find
don't
someone
make her
else.
Feel bad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Live from callrob.com studios.
Hey, hey
folks. In Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say famous people celebrate their birthday on February 7th. Happy birthday.
Second.
Super Bowl second.
Said that's so fun.
We got a lot of Friday birthdays. We might have some time for some Saturdays. We might have to get some music, but we'll start with this fella. And it's funny, we mentioned him on the show this week earlier.
Danny Masterson.
No, not Hyde. He's unfortunately tied up for the next 30 or 40 years.
Unfortunately, you say?
He's in trouble?
Yeah, he was convicted of, I think it was 2 counts of aggravated rape from earlier.
Topher Grace.
I think he just had, no, he might just have one. We just had a 70 show birthday, and I think it was Topher's.
Was it, Ashton Kutcher?
It is Kutcher's birthday.
Oh, God, how old is he?
Yeah, I like the guys from Iowa, just like me.
Suck it. Some bad decisions were made, and he has to suck it for that reason.
Yeah, there might
what,
be some.
What were the bad decisions?
Married a Russian. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding about that. There's some good ones. There's some good ones.
Might be some possible connection, maybe with certain people in the news.
Parties.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I'll say 48.
Oh, you're close. 47 years old for old Cooch.
Cooch, put me in Cooch.
This gentleman is a 2-time NBA MVP. Played basketball at the University of Santa Clara.
Hmm.
He was a Dallas Maverick, a Phoenix Sun, and a Los Angeles Laker. He also used to coach the Brooklyn Nets.
Jason Kidd.
Nope. Jason Kidd's a Golden Bear.
Damn.
One of the greatest point guards to ever do it.
I don't know college basketball alumni the way that NFL – that doing it.
What's funny, he put Santa Clara on the map because nobody heard of the school until they made a tournament run his senior year.
Let's play another round and give me the initials.
SN. 2-time MVP.
Scotty Nippon?
Not Scotty Nippon. Point guard. Played with his hair a lot.
Gosh. Would the first name give it away?
Steve.
Nash.
Steve Nash. Yeah. Yes, sir. Nice, if you will.
Aww.
Hey, is that my cousin? It might be.
Hey,
I don't know.
One.
We might be related.
I'll say one more with the whatever you say.
Okay, I'm going to say he's 2 years old. No, I'm going to say 55.
51 for Steve Nash.
Oh, gosh.
That's part of the Kevin Nash impersonation. You gotta get up on the microphone a little bit, man.
You didn't have to say doing? Yo, which he didn't, actually.
It sounds like I got breathing treatments, but I swear I don't really.
You sound like you just hit the big old blunt.
He does.
Hey, man. How are you guys doing? You give us some more wine, man?
Throw up your 2 sweets.
Throw them up. You interviewed this fella. He famously said, no thanks, I don't drink beer.
That is true.
Liquor?
Yeah, he did say he's got his own liquor, right? Or that's what he drinks.
He's a tequila guy, which, you know, I'm not. I don't like it.
Yeah, you don't like the agave?
I do like tequila. It just makes me do crazy things.
I'm going to say that Sully.
Big Ern.
Love is his last name Ernie? I'm just kidding.
Sully Ernie.
Sully is... first off, thanks for what you did with that airplane that time. Secondly,
yeah, really.
Your bagels are good. And then thirdly, 54. 55.
Sure.
55.
You want to stick with that?
That's my final answer, Jeremy.
That's my final answer.
Is this a big birthday?
No, not really. But I imagine when you get that far, a lot of them are.
57 then.
I'll say 57.
Oh, you changed it to 57, just like your favorite condiment, Heinz 57 sauce. Sully's 57.
Yeah.
Aww. Let's see if I can give you a hint with an impersonation.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. I got a birthday today. I can't believe I got a birthday today.
Chris Rock.
It is Chris Rock.
Yes.
How you going to slap me on the face?
God. I was going to guess Paula Poundstone next.
The Jimmy Fallon, look, I know he catches hell, but the Jimmy Fallon sketch where he's Chris Rock in blackface, he sounds just like him.
It's way better than Jimmy Fallon in blackface doing Carl Malone,
oh,
I must
God,
say.
That's confusing.
I know. It exists, and they're both own production companies and major networks. But then Fatboy did it last year, just suddenly everybody hated him.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you got to practice it just to see if you still got it.
Paige, I'll go plus one, whatever you say.
Oh, I have no idea.
Chris Rock. Born in Columbia, South Carolina.
It's true.
Oh, I'll say 62.
I'm going to say 58.
This is a big one.
60?
For old CB4. It is 60 for Chris Rock.
CB4. Jesus. God, I see
60.
I see the VHS tape at Blockbuster. Like, I always, like, I never rented it, but I always saw it there. Like, you know, one of these days, someone went, who's that, Eazy-E? Who is this?
Oh, that was for Chris Rock. I forgot to play his music.
He had on the stocking cap, and he had on the grills and everything.
Yep. Cute.
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I forgot to play that for Chris, but
oh.
I got to play that this for this guy here.
Garth?
It is Garth's birthday. You going to start singing?
I hate this song, man.
Why do you hate this song?
I would switch it up.
It's, listen to this. It's such a...
But you love the chorus. And it's coming up. Got a man rouge.
I think he does another stanza.
I like
I'm sure of it, in fact.
You want a piece of me?
The violin playing in
it. I say the pride of Oklahoma. Boomer Sooner. What's this part? Like, who wrote this? Thomas Kincaid?
Oh, God.
You might
terrible
ask.
Artist.
You better get ready. Call a man rude.
I don't know if I remember the words.
Send me on through. Under. You got to send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up. Why don't you put her on line? I got to talk to the bitch just one more time.
You don't say bitch.
Did he say B word?
No.
I think he did.
Talk to her. Talk to the girl one more time.
Okay.
Do you remember her name?
Oh, no.
$20 right now, if you can give me her name. He's about to say it. You better hurry.
I don't know. Ruby Soho?
Paige? Oh, here it comes.
Dang it.
Her name is Samantha Deer.
Oh.
Yeah, John's sister.
For someone who hates the song, you sure do know.
Double or nothing.
Because there was a time when, like, before the internet, when you just listened to whatever was played.
Oh, okay.
You really did.
You didn't have a choice.
A Baton Rouge. Come on,
oh,
operator.
Dan.
What is it?
Oh, I got to kind of...
Blanking dudes?
No. Dan, write Paige's boobs. I got to say where she won't hear.
The Paige's boobs.
Dan.
Don't make it like 8 months. Like, let's get this going. Oh,
I see her house. I got to break on through. Got to take a picture of Paige's boobs.
Paige,
hurry up.
Do you give permission for Dan to write a song about your breasts?
I don't care.
Okay, she's fine with it.
Yes!
Call Paige's boobs.
We can't think of one for rejuvenation. The rhymes. This one works.
Oh, my God. I'm forever going to be pinned to that nightmare.
Pinned. Oh, we didn't even guess Garth yet. The whole song played, though.
I mean, everyone. If
Girth's brother, Garth.
If you're a fan, you know that he is 62 today.
Okay, 63.
Oh, she got it right. Girth's brother, Garth, is 63
Are you
years
serious?
Old.
God,
yeah.
Man.
He's the star of the Blacklist.
You know F off, Paige. You don't know that.
I didn't
she just
know
folded
that.
Her arms like she was I Dream a Genie and she just made a wish. Like,
It'd be I Dream a Weenie if she was on it. It'd be me if it were Cocktail Weenies.
Oh, boy.
Star of the Blacklist. He was Ultron in Avengers Age of Ultron. James Spader. Great actor.
Oh, I love him.
Bunch of good stuff.
The Office.
The Secretary. Did you watch that? No. Maggie Gyllenhaal is the secretary. He used to spank her butt naked in his office.
Blacklist was that's a good show.
Yeah, started
I
kind of
quit
good.
Watching it, though. I don't know why.
Well, they did 80 seasons of it, and it's hard to keep up.
Yeah. 69 for fun.
I'd say, let's see.
You're not going to win or lose anything.
No. 64.
Old James Spader, 65 years old. We got one more SNL birthday. This guy was the cartoonist on the show.
Give me the initials. I'll get it for real.
R.S.
No, I won't.
He is Triumph, the insult comic dog.
Oh, man. I used to like him. He was cute.
A cartoon by... That's how they'd introduce him.
Robert Smigel.
It is Smigel's birthday. Famous SNL writer.
I don't care if I know his age now. The fact that I pulled that out of my rear end just then.
Kind of looks like Father Sarducci, even though it wasn't him.
Yeah.
Rear end.
He did look like Sarducci.
Sarducci.
I think she does weather for us. Sarducci?
Buschitsky.
Buschitsky. Pardon.
I'm Jennifer Buschitsky.
70. Sit here and give you hell forever guessing it. Doing it myself.
70.
Oh, 65 for Robert Smigel. Happy heavenly birthday. Rosemary Clooney's son, George Clooney's cousin, Miguel Ferrer. You know him from movies like RoboCop, Traffic. He would have been 72 years old. We don't have time for Saturday birthdays, even though the big show is going to turn 53.
Damn.
But the happy heavenlies over the weekend, man, for a Saturday, or Gary Coleman.
Ah.
He would have been 57. Jack
happy
Lemmon.
Birthday.
Jack Lemmon, it would have been a big one for him. He would have been 100.
Jack Lemmon.
And James Dean, you know, would have been 94 if he wouldn't have wrecked like hell.
That car was haunted because they took the motor out of it and put it in another car and ended up killing the driver of that car. The same motor.
Same one.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. Not the porn actor, the regular actor.
No.
Not porn actor James Dean is still with us.
No. And not the not Paula Dean either.
No.
That's Dean.
I'm still here, y'all, and that bitter. I get all the bitter I want.
I survived my brother saying the things that he did.
If you have a heart attack, it just means that's how good the food is.
Thank God I've never had any daughters. You imagine it's called The Lady and Son's Daughter? That'd be a dumb name.
This bitter's going to keep you from getting stopped up back there. You're going to blow it out in the commode real good when you eat my bitter.
Donkey butt and them big old legs.
I ain't too proud to beg.
Please.
Please. Hey, hey.
Hey. Call Baton Rouge. Thank you for listening to this week's shows. I thought they were
mediocre.
I thought they were good. They were really good.
I put them up against last week. Whatever we did then.
Man, if you could see what I just saw.
Oh, no.
Because the TV's in the background, so it showed like the mist from her sneeze just then.
We used to seeing the sneeze go toward her face, not away from it. Wild weekend.
Come on,
stop.
Samantha, dear. Thank
stop
you for listening.
On me, fat
you
boy.
Can get today's podcast and all the podcasts by texting podcast to 1-800-774-0093. Not where you're driving.
Or you can text Pete Gannity. He's got a link to him, too.
He'll send it to you from his direct line.
Yep.
Monday, we'll talk about the game. My mom will be on live to review
Yay.
The commercials of the big game.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. Something else. Oh, no. Jug is going to be on Wednesday.
Yep, he's coming in Wednesday before he goes to Daytona.
Jug Clements will be in.
He's probably going to Deltona, then Daytona.
Oh.
He's probably going to go to get tuna in Daytona.
Oh, boy.
And hopefully not get sick.
Hopefully not.
He's going to a honky-tonk to eat tuna in Daytona.
You got
to
watch out where you're... Do you have any broccoli for rats at home?
No, cauliflower, not broccoli.
Okay. Well, you got to look at the bag on your broccoli florets.
Why is there another?
Do they have slurs on them or secret Illuminati coats?
Like, when you hang them upside down, they look like Klan hoods or something.
The cruise ship. Why would they not? I mean, come on. That looked obvious.
You got to watch out for that. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day and weekend. Wash your hands. God bless America. It's good.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.